This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden has taken executive action on immigration, essentially putting a limit on daily asylum applications at the southern border.
This ban will remain in place until the number of people trying to enter illegally is reduced to a level that our system can effectively manage.
CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us the daily cap is 2,500.
Asylum claims also would be strictly limited and would be restored 14 days after the Secretary of Homeland Security determines that the weekly average of daily illegal border crossings has dipped below 1,500.
Some Republicans have called it a political stunt. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Too little, too late.
The order coming just 5 months before the presidential election. Prosecutors are now using Hunter Biden's words against him at his federal gun trial in Delaware.
They've alleged that he made false statements from buying a gun in 2018 by not noting that he was a drug user or drug addict. After the special agent testifies, it'll be Hunter Biden's ex-wife.
That's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
I will not be intimidated. And the Justice Department will not be intimidated.
Attorney General Merrick Garland telling members of the House today the DOJ will continue doing its job despite what he calls unprecedented attacks over a decision to withhold audio in President Biden's classified documents case. Republicans have threatened to hold Garland in contempt. A scary story now out of Texas, where a man says his wife almost died after suffering a miscarriage because of the state's abortion laws. CBS's Omar Villafranca says Ryan Hamilton's wife was 13 weeks pregnant when she was told the baby didn't have a heartbeat.
Hamilton's wife was sent home to expel the non-viable fetus and told to return if she needed to repeat the medication. And after 2 days,
we call the emergency center that we went to. And we say, it's not working. So she goes back in, and that doctor says, due to the current stance, I cannot prescribe this medicine for you.
How did you take that?
Fury. My wife especially.
A third round of abortion drugs did work, but abortion's been banned with little to no exceptions in more than a dozen states since Roe v. Wade was overturned almost 2 years ago. It's technically not summer yet, but parts of the South and West are feeling record-breaking heat. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are dealing with both excessive heat warnings and watches and heat advisories that stretch from Texas all the way to California.
Some cities already hitting triple digits today, with heat expected to stretch into next week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The DOT has started construction on extensive work on Highway 38 across the Root River. It's a two-year project. Two more candidates joined the race for the 33rd Assembly District yesterday. Kelly Clark of Sturdivant and Alan Kupsick of Lake Geneva filed their paperwork on the final day. Kupsick is seeking the Democratic nomination, while Clark is running as an independent. Lorenzo Santos has withdrawn his candidacy for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District seat. He's throwing his support behind Peter Barca. The Racine man police say pulled a gun at a funeral over the weekend will be back in court in August. 38-year-old Marcus Perry was in court yesterday. Kenosha Unified is partnering with Edgewood College to try and get more teachers in the system. They're starting an accelerated program together. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Homecoming for Rhys Hoskins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Rhys Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left! It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins.
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done. Just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pop.
Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a couple of storms popping up with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back on Thursday, but breezy, high temps in the low 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be
timeless hits on WRJN. All right, we're into the 3 o'clock hour. You know what that means. It's another keyword in the Civic Media statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Find the WRJN page and text keyword green, G-R-E-E-N, green. Do it before the top of the hour. You could be the winner of a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. You can also win Brewers tickets, the club-level seats, and be part of the grand prize drawing for a staycation to either Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. Text the word GREEN, G-R-E-E-N. You have till the top of the hour to do it on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Between the lights.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. Tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I've got Trevor Young on the phone with me. He's the Transit and Mobility Director at the City of Racine. And Trevor, what does that mean exactly?
So my charge is to manage the City of Racine's public transportation system, which goes from Lake Michigan as far west as I-94 in Racine County.
So the buses?
That's correct. So we've got our bus fleet, and then we have our paratransit services for the elderly and disabled.
Now, the reason I wanted to chat with you today is because I saw the big news last week that you and Modine have a new partnership, and I know it I don't understand it all, so that's why I need you here. But I know that Racine has its own fleet of electric buses, and this has something to do with that.
That's correct. So the City of Racine has the largest electric bus fleet in the state of Wisconsin as a percentage of fleet. So 25% of our public transportation fleet is all electric, and we're able to maintain quality service while at the same time being good stewards of our environment, in part with Modine products. Making sure that our battery technology in our electric buses has the thermal controls to make sure that it has the range that it needs to get from point A to point B throughout the day and service our passengers.
So thermal controls, you lost me there.
So basically, Modine E-Vantage thermal management systems are equipped in our battery electric buses, which makes sure that the temperature of the battery is controlled so that the range, the longevity, and the reliability of the electric buses, meets the needs of our transit system demand. So meets the mileage that it's supposed to drive throughout the day.
All right, Trevor, hold tight for just a couple of seconds. We're chatting with Trevor Young, Transit and Mobility Director for the City of Racine, and we'll come back and talk more with him coming up in the next half hour on WRJN.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Make Racine Civic Center your choice to host your next event. From historic Memorial Hall and its many unique rooms, to Festival Hall and its unmatched view of the harbor, to Rotary Park adjacent to the harbor for outdoor events, no event is too big or too small for our staff of event professionals. Let us host your wedding, quinceañera, corporate event or trade show or festival, or bring us an idea for something new. See all Racine Civic Center has to offer and arrange a tour at festivalpark.com.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, tough loss for the Brewers last night, but they're still seven games ahead of the Cubs and the Cardinals entering today's play. Brewers game coming up tonight with the first pitch at 5:40. You can hear it all right here on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three people are now facing criminal charges in connection with the 2020 fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call is charging Kenneth Chesbro, James Troupas, and Michael Roman. The lawyers for Donald Trump orchestrated a plan for fake electors to file paperwork falsely, claiming Trump won Wisconsin and not Joe Biden. Wisconsin Democrats meet for their state convention in Milwaukee this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says they have a chance to take back the state assembly majority.
We are currently 35 out of the 99 seats. If Democrats win 15 seats, they get a 50-seat majority in the state assembly, and we're fighting for at least that number.
Wickler speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In the race for Wisconsin's first congressional district seat, Lorenzo Santos has withdrawn his candidacy. That paves the way for a potential showdown between the presumptive Democratic nominee and Republican incumbent Brian Stile. Santos' decision to suspend his congressional campaign comes as national Democrats are expressing interest in Peter Barca. He's from Kenosha and was the revenue secretary. The first district includes Racine, Kenosha, most of Walworth County, and parts of Rock and Milwaukee counties. The Racine man police say pulled a gun at a funeral will be back in court in August. 38-year-old Marcus Perry allegedly showed a gun during a funeral over the weekend and was in court yesterday. According to the criminal complaint, Perry's accused of drawing the gun and pointing it in the air during an altercation involving around 150 people at a Mount Pleasant funeral home. Perry's been charged with disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon and carrying a concealed weapon. He pleaded not guilty. There's an effort to create more teachers in Kenosha. The Kenosha Unified School District is partnering with Edgewood College to offer people a path to getting a teacher's license and a master's degree. They're aiming to address the state's teacher shortage. The Accelerated Teacher Education Partnership allows aspiring teachers to earn credentials in 12 to 24 months through on-the-job training and coursework. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, a couple of storms popping up with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs in the mid-70s. Sunshine's back on Thursday, but breezy, high temps in the low 70s. Currently at 75 degrees. WRJN.
that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you knew that I think that maybe I'd just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is green, G-R-E-E-N. Right now, download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, use the text button to send the keyword green for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Oh! Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
Just the one.
Fields and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. And tell a friend about Racine's Festival Park and Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series, which presents comedian Johnny Beaner and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Ehrman at Festival Hall this Friday night. All this week, Don Rosen has your pair of tickets to give away each morning between 6 and 9. Or you can find out more and buy tickets at festivalpark.com.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've been chatting with Trevor Young this afternoon. He's the Transit and Mobility Director for the City of Racine. And we were talking about the Racine Bus System's new partnership with Modine Manufacturing. And Trevor, I know that Racine has had electric buses for, what, a year or two now. But is this a new partnership with Modine?
So this equipment is on our current fleet, but we've got a new order of up to 4 electric buses. And we're excited to include this technology in those buses as well. We wanted to feature this as a unique story because here you have a hometown manufacturer that's making it possible for our public transportation system to engage in this transition, to be more environmentally friendly, and to take advantage of the bipartisan infrastructure law to upgrade our transit fleet and also support local business.
Well, you know, I'm all about the PR. This is a good PR move for both companies, I think.
I think so. I mean, here you have Racine, which has more patents per capita than anywhere else in the United States during the period of industrialization, which means more things were invented here, being a manufacturing hub across the United States. And so we're taking advantage of that spirit of innovation by putting Racine-made products in Racine buses.
What's on the horizon for the bus system?
Well, we're not done with this work of environmental stewardship. We are building a solar array at our transit garage and maintenance facilities so that our electric buses are charged in part with the power of the sun. So that's also very exciting.
Very cool. Well, Trevor, listen, I appreciate your time. I know there's not much time to get information out there, but I needed to understand a little bit more about this.
Oh, well, Kurt, thank you so much for taking the time and look forward to tuning in.
All right. It's Trevor Young, Transit and Mobility Director for the City of Racine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kurt.
It's WRJN.
Sure, Little Brewers fans, who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. Here is that
WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden has signed an executive order to restrict asylum and help gain control of the southern border.
The president's order would bar migrants from being granted asylum when U.S. officials deem the system to be overwhelmed.
This ban will remain in place until the number of people trying to enter illegally is reduced to a level that our system can effectively manage.
Biden says he's doing this because Congress would not.
I would have preferred to address this issue through bipartisan legislation.
He said doing nothing is not an option. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Defense attorneys have forecast where they're going now in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware. CBS's Scott McFarlane is there.
Abby Lowell was defense attorney for Hunter Biden and told the jury